You are no longer needed.
What's that? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is 3 o'clock on Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. And this is a continuation of the weather emergency management meeting for the town of Curry Beach. May I have a motion to proceed?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. It is my hope that this will be the conclusion of this particular stream of meetings, though we will continue to have the meetings on the COVID pandemic situation. So let's have what I hope is wrap up from the department heads for this activity over the last few days. Ed, sorry.
Thank you. The only thing?
Is that all? Didn't sound long.
It doesn't sound like it's long. Does it matter?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does matter.
Yes.
There we go.
The only thing new I have from yesterday is, as you all have seen, we had a few calls today. One was unrelated to the hurricane. The other two were beach wave calls into Carolina Beach. As I said yesterday, as they get power back home, little problems will trickle through. It just so happened that Carolina Beach was on, I think, 3 or 4 calls simultaneously and did not have the resources at the time for a supposed transformer that was on fire, as well as a fire alarm. The transformer that was on fire, they got canceled en route, and then the fire alarm turned out to be where the wind had ripped off some pool stations. So there was no issue there, and as I stated yesterday, we'll probably have a handful more calls like that, both in Curry and Carolina Beach, until full power is restored.
Okay. Any questions for Chief Kennedy? Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief Bowden, Police Department.
As of about 2:30, I guess our stoplight was still flashing, so we're working to try to restore that back to normal, but everybody appears to be stopping where they should. So that doesn't seem to be a big issue right now. But that's really all about what we have right now. We still have more people on at night to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. But we'll continue that for the next couple of days and then hopefully get back to normal.
Okay. Questions for the police department? Thank you. Thanks, Chief.
Yes, sir.
John? How's compliance doing?
The only update I have for you guys is that Leighton Betzel is coming down tomorrow morning to Rock Beach with me. And I've been in contact with Jim Medlock with Army Corps. They should be sending somebody over the next couple of days also. But I don't have anything firm on that yet.
Okay. I did notify Rouser's office that we had some erosion on the south end. So we very well may get a call for them to also write it, but just for your awareness.
Yep.
Questions for John?
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Jimmy, are you on for Public Works?
Yes, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can, Jimmy.
Okay, no really big update, just that we're out picking up some debris. I will be riding the beach tomorrow also and checking out the alcohol stuff, getting ready for FEMA. Other than that, Harvard's picking up today. But like I said, it's just mainly this yard freeze we're going to have to deal with in the next couple of weeks.
Is there anything you need from us, Jimmy?
Not at this particular time, no, sir.
Okay. Any questions for Public Works?
Jimmy, are all the lift stations and wells back on normal power now?
Yeah. I meant to mention that also. They finally came on, I guess, around 6:30 yesterday afternoon. So we switched over from generator power to private stations.
Wasn't there still one that was having problems at the south end through the night? Duke Power didn't think they'd get it back when they energized the main line yesterday. I was just wondering where we were.
Well, actually, we left a couple of home by accident here this afternoon, but everything worked out to the good anyway.
Okay, good. So, but we're all back on normal power now for all your equipment?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you, Jim. Any other questions for Jim?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Nikki?
No significant updates. We've just been going through the park facilities today, and they fared pretty well, and just noting anything that's going to need attention. There's just a couple minor things, so I should have those all back.
So the
Chris was instrumental, as always, in helping secure all of that stuff.
So the only thing we need then from our recreational support is what Jimmy has to do for cleanup.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there's a
good.
Minor things like ceiling fans at Oceanfront Park, snaps yeah. and blades, or things like that. But
no replacement requirements at any of the playgrounds or anything that you've seen?
Not that we've seen yet, but we're not finished. So.
All right. Okay. Questions for Nikki?
Yeah.
Thank you, Nikki. Admin Mandy?
Springer Eubank will be here tomorrow afternoon to top off generators for Town Hall Police and Fire buildings. And then if there is any town damage, town buildings, vehicles, or anything like that, please let us know so we can get an insurance claim generated if need be. If we've met the deductible, sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. But if you'll just get it to us, we'll get it out.
One question. So we have the an air conditioning issue in the one particular wing, I think. Is that being looked at? Is that what that is?
In the building, but that's not. I right. believe that's storm related. I think that's okay. just a repair.
Okay. All right. But no other issues. Good. Thank you, Mandy.
Thanks.
Well, it sounds like everybody is back to normal operate. Oops, I'm sorry, Harlan, I forgot you. How could I forget you?
Well,
right, the money man.
So, David had sent out earlier today a request that he got from the county about some preliminary numbers. So, I guess what I'm going to need, hopefully by Friday noon at the latest, if I could get from each department head, the staffing and number of hours that would be considered the Category B or emergency protective measures that were taken. So that's really kind of during the state of emergency time. So if we get an idea how many staff, the hours they worked, any purchases that were made, you know, for any supplies or anything, and then also equipment that was used, so the type of equipment, how many hours or mileage if it was a vehicle, and what it was used for. And if something is, this is just preliminary, so it's just come up with a preliminary number, not our final numbers, but I think as Mandy had mentioned, the other thing that's going to come right after this, even though it's not in this request, is damage to town facilities and infrastructure. So I heard Jimmy say he's going to be looking at the stormwater outfalls, but if anybody else sees anything else with any town facility, infrastructure, anything, that you know, we'll need to know then, not only for insurance, but then potentially for FEMA also.
Yeah, just to remind all department heads, that's from 3:30 on Friday when we declare our state of emergency. So some towns wait until Monday, but all the protective measures taken over the weekend should be accounted in this.
And some of it may even tie into when the, I guess, the emergency declaration, the presidential emergency declaration, what the timing is on that also. I'm not sure.
It may be, so just count everything and let Arlen have it, and then he can hash it out with FEMA and the state.
Again, it doesn't have to be perfect at this point, just we want to come up with a preliminary number. So.
Okay.
Questions?
Any questions, direct them to Arlen and he will let you know what you need if you have need some detail support. Thanks, Arlen. Reminding that we started at 3:30 on Friday. Some people questioned whether we had started early. We believed that starting early helps us get prepared and we would rather be over-prepared than under-prepared. And in this case, it did turn into at least a landfall area. It was a hurricane. Not a big one, but it was a hurricane. So it sounds like we're pretty much to back to standard operating practice. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, so for our citizens, I worked with Duke Power until about 7 p.m. last night. I coordinated with them a bit this morning. In New Edinburgh County, there's about 4,200 people or residents without, I shouldn't say people, residents without power. Carolina Beach has about 500. At this time, as of 30 minutes ago, Curie Beach had about 92. If you're not in the 92, you're happy. If you're one of the 92, you're not very happy. I certainly understand that. Duke Power is working as hard as they can. Recognize that they have COVID procedures. Also, this storm was expected to be a tropical storm, and so they don't have the resources that they've had in the past, and they're making good progress. So please stay clear of them when they're working and don't bother them. They know if your house doesn't have power because they ping every meter. All our meters are smart meters now, and it tells them when it's not giving us power. So they don't need you to tell them that. Unless there's a wire down, if you see a wire down, you should call 911 and the fire department will come look at it and then make sure Duke Power knows about it. But let them do their work. They're working very hard. It's very hot out there and it's kind of harsh work. So please appreciate them even if you don't have power at this moment. Because they're still out there. The fire department took them ice this morning. They always appreciate cold drinks from citizens. But recognize these guys have came in from out of town. The people that I've been working with are from Hickory, North Carolina. Great guys. And they've been working hard for the last 3 days away from home. I'm sure they're sleeping wasn't any better than some of the people without power last night. And then they're back at it. So just appreciate them. Also, watch out for our contractors and our public works guys. We are picking up all the debris that people are piling on the side of the road. There's a lot of construction stuff happening out there. Please don't run into them. This morning, the police and fire didn't mention it, but we had a bicycle car interaction from a young man. He was fine, which is good, but pay attention. There's no reason to be driving fast through town. Watch out, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. In the past, when we've had big storms and we've been working, there weren't that many people here because we have had evacuations in Florence and Matthew, Michael, whatever it was, the one in 2019. Dorian, thank you. We did not do that this time. What that means is there's a lot of people here when normally they're not, and that was commented on by the Duke Power guys yesterday about how many people are driving by them when they're trying to do work. And whenever you do that, it makes it more unsafe for them and they've got to slow down. So that's probably impacted why we don't have power back on. But recognize that in the county, 4,200 people, Carolina Beach, between 500 and 600, we're in the low 90s, I think 92 as of the last update. And then finally, when your power comes back on, if you smell a burning smell in your house, call 911. I talked to a citizen this morning that they smelled it. They went and found Duke Power, and Duke Power found a problem with their power line coming in. If you smell a burning smell in your house, please call 911. Don't wait until you actually see fire, because it's a lot easier for us to put out a small fire than a big fire. And we're waiting for the call. We'll be glad to show up and look around at your house, but you should not be looking for the power company. You should call 911 and get the fire department there. With that, council, I'm glad we're through another one. My recommendation to council is we conclude our state of emergency for Hurricane Isaias, or however you say it, and go back to just the only one state of emergency we have for COVID at this point. So I'd like to make a motion to secure from the state of emergency and return to normal operations.
I'll second.
Any other comments from council? David, department heads, all the staff, did a great job through another one. I know it's becoming quite repetitive. Thank you very much. Thank you, David, for your leadership in our emergency situations. It's always good to have a retired naval captain, submarine service, to run your emergency operations. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. This emergency situation has been concluded. How many people are on the phone?
30.
Okay, we will open the lines for a few minutes in case anybody has any questions relative to this particular emergency.
Hi, this is Ed Banjo at 337 South Fort Fisher.
Yes, sir.
I usually call with a question, but today's a comment. I just wanted to thank town council, all the town employees, and all the volunteers for all the great work. And these meetings have been very helpful to keep us informed, and your transparency is great. So just thanks very much.
Thank you. Any others? Okay. All right.
Make a motion to close this emergency meeting.
Okay. Do we need to set a meeting for any COVID or anything?
We already have
that. No, we have that tomorrow.
We set our last COVID. Yeah.
Joe, it's a daily thing these days. Right. It's daily.
Just show up.
I might as well, L3.
Okay, so you had a question. We have a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.